Summer on ATV. Class of the Swiss. July 7th.
Appreciate very much that we can have a few moments together.
That's your kindness.
Many devotees said, actually, besides coming for hearing Gurudev, this is like what touches there the most at these festivals, sitting in small groups, have some bhajans and some individual questions. And by these questions, not just the question is answered, but at the very same time, one gets like a personal relationship, which is not so often possible in the big classes. So we appreciate very, very much.
I appreciate it to be able to relate to your beautiful devotees. Here we have Krishna, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu with you. The director. Here she goes. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. She left. Then dancing goes somewhere. So this, I'm very happy to do questions. Now I'd like to know first how much time we have, so I know pretty much how to gauge the length of the answers and things like that.
How much time you have?
No, it's what it's up to you. Is 2 hours good? We can do less.
No, a little less maybe, but.
Okay, we can do if it's 5, 10, 30, 12. Okay, good. Perfect. Okay. So.
Don't have to leave after.
Sure. Okay, questions. And this group gets the translation?
Yeah, in German.
Okay.
I just have one thing. Many devotees, they come, that we travel for long distances to these festivals. And one can see some have some inspiration for some time, but it's like, it can also be like Utsamahi. Like a little short time, and quite soon one finds oneself in the old situation. What could you request to avoid the old landing?
First, I'd like to ask you a question. How far away does everybody live from each other? We live quite far away, so there's not a possibility of meeting very often or getting up your mountains. So as Krishna Kandapur mentioned, it's nice to get together in small groups. So if we can make arrangements with, that is, wherever we are, whoever the closest to us, we can arrange to meet with them, however often they can, whether it's every day, or twice a week, or once a week, whoever closest. I have lots of experience since the last 6 years of being with Shri Gurudev, that it doesn't matter that we're having a senior devotee in a group. Because the real senior devotee, especially if you have two people in your house, and now one devotee has made a very beautiful arrangement that anyone who doesn't already have two people can bring her home. So she's the senior devotee, and Shri Gurudev's books are the seniors. The manifestations, the books are manifestations of Radharani, manifestations of Rupa Goswami, of Srila Viswanath Chakrabarti Thakur, of Srila Gurudev and Srila Prabhupada. So even if you don't feel confident to speak from the books, we can sit together and take turns reading, and whenever anybody feels like saying something, then one person can say something, a comment of what we just read, and then another person, and then you get to appreciate each other on a philosophical level, that how deep each one of us is. And then with kirtan, also I've experienced with kirtan that it doesn't matter if you have a big famous kirtanier with you or sing a fantastic melody, because the power is actually coming from Gurudev's connection with the writers of the songs, like Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur, Srila Narottam Das Thakur, because we're making connection with Srila Gurudev through our prayers, through our both in our lives, our service, findings, instructions. Am I speaking too fast for your translation? Okay. And through the first song that we sing, which is Tagore, and whoever else the song we sing, he's requesting them to connect with us. He's the connecting bond and link between us and everybody else. From my experience, because I've been in kirtans with all the big fancy Bengali kirtaniers of Mathura and Vrindavan, and I've also been in the bhajans all over the world with different international singers, and really the power is coming is the same, because the power is coming from way high up, and by the sincerity of the devotees, even if the team isn't quite exactly as perfect as the ones in from Bengal, still the power is there. And then the devotees, if the devotees don't know all the meanings while they're singing, then obviously you need to read the translations. So you can take turns reading each verse, or one devotee reading all the verses of the song, and then you go on to the next one. And in order to get better and better after singing, because Gurudev, when he's having the devotees sing in Vrindavan Mathura, he trains the devotees as they're singing in the subtleties of the notes. So now, Kali Yuga has a lot of bad features. It has choral and hypocrisy. And Mundak, Samanda Mataya, Manda Bhadya, Hibajitaha. Everybody's lazy, misguided, unlucky, and always disturbed in Kali Yuga. So it has some bad things. But it has some good things, which is one is it has Kalopad Hare Kirtana. It has Hare Kirtan, and it also has high-tech internet. So by going on purebhakti.com and other of Gurudev's similar internet connections, you can download, if you don't already have, the CDs or MP3s of those fantastic Bengali Kirtaniers or the Hawaii Sisters, or so many other excellent kirtan singers, and just listen to them, whatever you're doing, if you're in your car, or if you're singing along in the anytime during the day, sing along with them, when you're cooking, when you're taking the shopping, you can be playing with them and kind of humming along, singing along as you're humming with the shopping. And in that way, the subtleties of the tones and the alaps, you know what an alap is? Oh, like five notes for each word. And also there's the, you know, the Brad School of Music book that they've been distributing here. There's a CD in there of the Brad singers. They sing very, very beautiful in the same way as the Bengalis. So gradually, you'll be able to, because there's a lot of power in the rags and the tunes that were written by the pure acharyas. And then there's a speciality in the morning and evening tunes, that the morning tunes are sung in the morning and the evening and the evening. I think most of you have been to the morning and evenings of India and here. Now, Guru says that if it's switched around, then the personality of pain becomes deformed. You become so much in pain. So then by that practice and practice, then your own backgrounds become more and more in line with that. Of course, you can make up any tune, it doesn't matter. But that has a very special mood that comes with the tune. Like a lot of times, if Guru wants to get in the mood, he'll tell the devotees to sing the Australian tune, Hare Krishna. Then he wants to feel that separation mood. And sometimes, in old judgmental parishioners, when he would call on his Bengali devotees to lead a kirtan, he would say to them, Virahaste, with it, try to deal with the mood of separation. So then we have the bhajans together, so it doesn't matter if he's not in a great kirtan mood, because the power is coming from way high. So doing the kirtan together, having the prasadam together, and the role of, how many of you have heard name from Gurudev? And how many of you have diksha? Oh, that's the same. Almost the same number. So all of you who have diksha have, I'm hearing them, you all have the offering mantras. Correct? Shrim Kling Radha Krishna brings to her. And Gurudev explained, and you can also hear this to new people who come into your association. And I asked Gurudev in South Africa at the airport when he was just leaving, so now he's given so many Hiranam and Diksha initiations. And when you give the Diksha initiations, we give them the mantras, but what do those who only have first initiations, or those who like accept you as a Shiksha Guru, but don't have even a name yet? How can they make an offering? So there they said they can use the translations in their local tongue of the mantras. So, you have some of the translation, like how to sing, that I'm not qualified to make the offering. Gurudev is qualified, so I'm going through the motions, and he's actually making the offering. So is there any of you who knows, or let's see a show of hands, who knows the translations of the Sanskrit offering mantras that you say to offer your bhaja? Show of hands. As you know that when you sing Aitat Navajan Shankling Radha Krishna Abhyam Saha, you sing, oh, please take this boga along with Tulsi, along with flowers. So you can see a lot of devotees know them. So those of you who don't know them, especially who don't have Harinam or what to speak of Diksha, you can stand out from these devotees. And what is the German or Swiss translation or Italian, and then use that when you're making your offering, and that gives you much more intimate connection with the whole spiritual thing that's going on. Also, this song by Rebecca Otebo, Sarishivara Hari, which the devotees in the mat in India sing while Prabhupada is taking the prasadam, there it also tells in the song what's happening. Like Radharani goes well to cook, and then she gives a burger to Yasoda and Rahini, and then they offer it to the guru, and then Krishna takes, and then Dinesh gives it back to Radharani another time, and then Raya takes. And so the more and more we can understand what's going on on our spiritual level, the more intimate our whole relationship will be with prasadam. I gave a class, I gave a few classes, but one of the classes that I gave on the glories of Mahaprasadam, which is the consciousness with which to offer, honor, prepare prasadam, and just meditating what it really is all there on this CD that we have, and if any of you like it, the Santa has it. Shaka has it along with that German class that I gave and that you asked me to give about the Gayatri Mantra. And also, especially for new devotees, run a class, which is already we have it on the same CD, called A Day in the Life of an Aspiring Devotee. Like, for example, something that I said in the class of the glorification of Mahaprasad is that when we, before we take prasadam, we chant the mantra, Mahaprasada Govinda Namadana Vaishnava, which I think most of you know. And we also have the general translation of the meaning of that. But then there's a deeper meaning. I ask who they feel, and the way of asking him, did they tell us, don't eat Krishna Prasadam, and don't even take Krishna Prasadam. You always tell us to honor prasadam and serve prasadam. So what do you mean by serve prasadam, other than pass out the plates and pass out the water and pass out the sabji to other devotees? So he answered it by giving a very deep translation of the Mahaprasada Govinda prayer, which is, O Mahaprasada, Mahaprasada Govinda, you remain different from Radha and Govinda. And Radha Govinda don't just stand there, but you remain different from Radha Govinda and all their pastimes. Just like in that song, there's a few songs, Yasamati Mandan, Anhari Namatiya, Anika Sita. So all the pastimes of the Lord are known different from the holy names. Like in the song Hari Namatiya, Anika Sita, it says that, O holy name, you kills Pitana. The name for Pitana, because the name is known different from the person. Pitana Vatana. So, the holy name, as you know from your initiation ceremony, Gurudev tells you to remember that just as Krishna can create innumerable universes in 1 second and destroy them in the next second, and then recreate them in the next second, the holy name has all that, and all of Krishna's mercy. So, Mahaprasada Govinda, O Mahaprasada, remain different from Radha and Krishna, and all their pastimes, Nama, Mahaprasada Govinda and Nama, remain different from Nam, which is also not different from other pastimes, and which has the power to create and destroy all the universes. Nama Brahmani Vaishnavi, your main difference from all the pure Vaishnavas, like Gurudev and Prabhupada and the whole of civic succession. So therefore, you have the power, O Mahabhasharam, to give me whatever they can give me. The name, the pastime, the fame, the pure devotees. So therefore, you have the power to give me Krishna pain. You have the power to give me breast pain. You have the power to give me gopi pain. And also, you have the power to take away all my anarthas. So I beg you to please do that, and this is the meaning of serving prasadam as you're taking prasadam. So that also helps. So if you like, you can get that from the center. The representative, such as your Santi Bandara, can get those. The day in the life also, an example of what I said in that class, is that suppose you're just waking up in the morning. And when you're sleeping, it's like death, because you don't have any consciousness. So when you wake up in the morning, and you kind of like realize I exist. Okay, so what am I going to do with my existence? How do I start my realization that I'm existing out there? By prayer. So I can immediately start praying, even before fully getting out of bed, as I'm getting out of bed. Jai Sri Sri Guru Gauranga. You all know that Jayadwani prayers. And now, we're praying to not only Radha and Krishna, but all the disciples of succession. Srila Prabhupada Ki Jai, Srila Bhakti Vinod Thakur Ki Jai, and Gurudev gave a deep meaning of Jai. We all know the deep meaning of Jai, because we say it about a million times a day. Jai today, how you do? So, what is your conception of the meaning of Jai?
You won. This means you can completely take over myself.
You should win.
Yes, you should win.
Because on one side is my left hand of you, pride, illusion, and envy. And on the other side are you. There's you, Hari Das Thakur, you, Bhakti Vinod Thakur. So, as Krishna Chandrababu just said, you won, but I want you to win. You won in one sense, because you're always greater and victorious, but I want you to really take them over. Take me over. And you know, in one country, takes over another country, and if you're unfortunate enough to read the newspapers, if you're unfortunate enough to watch the news on TV, and it's very unfortunate, because all that stuff comes in your chanting. And your remembrance. Rather, if we fill our consciousness with the Hare Katha reading and not only lectures but the books and the CDs, the DVDs of the kirtans and the lectures, then our japa and our day will be filled with that, especially if we speak it. Because Gurudev was giving a lecture in Bhagavata, and he said, if after my class you repeat what I say, then it'll stay with you, it'll go into your heart. But if you start talking about Pajata, then it'll go in my class and out the other, and it'll evaporate in the air. So, I want you, Gurudev or Bhakti Vinod Thakur, to be victorious. Just as one country is victorious over another country, and it takes everything. I thought I was mentioning, if you're unfortunate to read the newspapers or TV, you'll see that one country completely takes over. They sometimes they misuse the women, and they loot everything, plunder. So that's what I'd like you to do, to the Prabhupada, Bhakti Vinod Thakur, with my last anger, greed, pride, illusion, envy, my words, my mind. So does that help? Okay. Any other questions?
Again?
Cool. questions of real concern.
Sachen, die wirklich einem beschäftigen, auf dem Herzen liegen.
So, Raskata is something that is very rare. And I just heard that Maharaj also told on the morning walk that he will not speak so much Raskata anymore because devotees have different things they do. Or so how we can get more into contact and grow this desire that we can hear Raskata.
Okay, I'm going to try to repeat your question and tell me if I got it right. You've heard that hearing Raskata is very rare. And you heard on a morning walk in Badger, is it? On a morning walk here, you were there, or somebody came back and told you that Buddha is not going to speak Raskata anymore. So much. When was he ever? We got Bharat Maharaj. Who else did we get? Kalal, Driva. And in fact, I know the class are here because he gives it everywhere he goes. In Badger, he was talking about Krishna leaving Vrindavan. And however, Pajpati says that they're not led to when Uddhav came and Ananda Maharaj was feeling the separation. They don't know exactly what they mean by Raskata. And then, there's so much Raskata in his books that I have to ask you what you mean by Raskata. So let's go back a bit. And I see what you mean by Raskata.
Generally, how, when, like the topics like Gopi Gita, how also we can prepare, because sometimes also we like to hear, but our lifestyle is maybe not according to it, that we really can absorb it and live it. So, what do you also think is the preparation, how then we can desire to get more into that?
So, you're saying that Raskata is talks about Krishna and the gopis. Like that. That's Raskata. Like Gopi Geet, Vena Geet, Rama Geet, Sri Ramanam Sundad. What else did he have it? Some of Prince Janaka Chandrika, Sankalpa Kopajuna, all that. So, you said that just now in the morning walk, Buddha said, I'm not going to speak about that subject very often. And you know because why?
Because
devotees,
they call all different questions to him.
I don't understand the connection between the not doing it and why. But regardless, Guru is not talking about anything anymore. He barely talks. He talks about 5 minutes each night, 10 at the most. And Guru right now is in a state of semi-trance all the time. Like, if you didn't already know what Guru was talking about, if you weren't already familiar with the subject, and then you hear him talking about it, you still wouldn't be that familiar. Because he's speaking in like a half trance language and half sentences, and you don't really say what he means. Like, for example, on the first night or the second night, he said, Raghunath Das Goswami, Prahlad's father and mother were both demons. His mother wasn't a demon, his uncle was a demon. So he's like in a half trance state now, and he randomly attacks, and some of the devotees say, he didn't say anything to me, he didn't say anything to anybody, hardly. So, but you could feel from his tone on him just still coming out. Like the Holy Spirit wasn't really given by any of us when he called on us. The Holy Spirit was given by him the entire time in the form of the tone on him coming from every pore of his body, and also from the glance coming from his eyes. Because what is the meaning of Hari Katha? Hari Katha means that Hari himself, Krishna himself, is coming through the Katha. So the Guru will explain this in his Vilas Kasamhari classes that Sukadeva Goswami gives Hari Katha because he's not considering that I'm going to speak about this and I'm going to speak about that. But rather, Krishna is just speaking through him, and what comes, comes. So, well, maybe, Raghunath Das Goswami, we may not have things in consecutive order, because what comes, comes. From that realm. So, really, there are three levels of people who speak through this said. One is the Raghunatha Bhakta, who gives Hari Katha, who gives the seed of the reality. Then there's the Raghunatha Bhakti, who's like in Ashakti or Bhav Bhakti, and he gives the shadow of Hari Katha. And then the conditioned soul, when he speaks, he gives like a combination of syllables that sound like Hari Katha. So I'm not saying that anybody's level is of the speakers, but really the real Hari Katha is coming from Gurudev. From here, from here. Shabda Brahman, Gurudev explained, transcendental sound is coming from the glance of the pure devotee. So in one level, Gurudev is not speaking hardly anything to hardly anybody, what to speak of last Katha. Secondly, he's already done it. It's already, if you go on Pure Bhakti TV, you get Rasa Leela, Vani Root, Gopi Root, Brahma Root, Radha and Chandrika. You speak louder?
I heard and read that it's not the same. If you listen to a tube and if you look at the TV, you know it's not the same than being in the presence of the pure devotee and
So weeping, Kundalakaya Buddha is saying, that hearing by tape and hearing by watching the TV is not the same as being in the physical presence. Even in the physical presence, Gurudev doesn't talk less Katha, but whatever he talks, there is a difference, because you have the extra prana and stuff. So, he said that whenever you're reading anything, by hearing tape or watching TV, we can pray to him to please enter, please come, and be there with me. In fact, when he was asked, how can we get to know what you want when you're not physically with us? When you're not physically with us, but you're physically on the planet, and you're not physically present because you've already gone to the next universe or the umbrella of Vrindavan. And he said, just pray to me and meditate in your heart, and I will give you all the answers. Ask your question, I'll give you the answers. So it's not the same, but by a heartfelt desire, number one, it's a lot better than nothing. And number two, even if we're in his physical presence, if we're not following him, we don't get the full benefits of his physical presence. So it's up to our strong desire. I remember one letter that Srila Prabhupada wrote, our strong desire to be with him, and get whatever he wants to give us. I remember Prabhupada wrote a letter in 1972 to one of my god sisters that the spiritual master is not the body, but he is the principle. Like the principle of a healing message, like, more specifically, like, so you know Hollywood in America? So in Hollywood, they make the films, and then they show the films in different places in the world. And it goes on the TV too. So even though the people in Hollywood are way off in America, by turning the channel of your TV, they're right there. So you said, Gloria is right there also. Just by wanting him to be there, wanting him enough and meditating on him as being there, because he has that power just like Krishna. Like Krishna's not here, in a sense that he was, like Arjuna was with him, but he was there for the pure devotee who meditates on him. So Guru is much more merciful. In fact, Guru said, Krishna is very busy playing with the cow, so he may not hear our prayers. But Gurudev, who is the embodiment of Krishna's mercy, pray here. But when you come to Raghunatha Bhakti, then even though Krishna is in the middle of playing with the cows and the gopis, pray here. Because he's simultaneously Sarva Jain. And Mugda, he doesn't know what's going on because he's enchanted by the dancing with the gopis, but he's simultaneously Sarva Jain. Knowing, he's hearing this Raghunatha Bhakti's prayer. So, the Ras Katha keeps going on. And there was a, in the beginning of his lecture on the first or second night of Bhaja, a few weeks ago, Guru said something that the devotees could not quite fathom. He said, I heard that after my classes, after my evening class, somebody was telling Ras Katha. And after which there's Ras Kirtan. Stop that. It's very bad. And you'll go to, you'll be up nowhere. You'll go to hell. Anybody's wrong. What's wrong? And speculating on who it could be, and what could they be saying. And then, in the next morning walk, you know, Saraswati, he sang so beautifully. Her husband Vijay, you know him too. So he was in Baja. And he leads a lot of the kirtans after doing those classes, the arti and the kirtan, and everybody dances ecstatically. So he asked Gurudev the next morning, are you talking about my kirtan? And Gurudev said, no, you should try and understand what I mean. So then, the devotees started writing Bhagavans from Vrindavan. So what do you mean? Why would Gurudev say that? Srila Vishwanath Chakrabarti Thakura in Gurudev's translation says right there, the Kirtan Vajrabhada Bhai Dhamsha Vishnu. One should hear about the Rastri in the pastimes, as long as he's hearing in the specific succession. So they're trying to give arguments against what Buddha said in the Badger. So I was also wondering, and I wrote to Vajranathan, he didn't answer. The only thing he answered is that Buddha was talking to somebody who has loose behavior. So still I couldn't piece it together. But then I was reading in one of his Vilat Krishnanjali lectures, that Rati Manjari, she on one occasion, and the heir was deputized by Vrindadevi to go and find Krishna, because Radharani was very unhappy that Krishna wasn't coming. So she deputized the heir, which is also fully conscious, to find Krishna and bring him back. So the air was looking, the air can go anywhere, into the mountains and the valleys and the caves and the waters. And finally, I forget in this passing whether it was the air or Vidya Manjari or Rasa Manjari who found Krishna. And then Krishna was in the middle of talking Ras Katha with Chandravali. And so Krishna immediately added by the servant of Radharani's veil, or by Rati Manjari saying, Krishna, there's a big bear and he came to, he's just about to kill your calf unless you come right away. He's very young, Chandravali, I'll be right back. So, with one or the other, he immediately left. And he left from speaking Ras Katha. So, you know what kind of Ras Katha Krishna could be speaking to Chandravali. Oh, I love you so much, or you're my favorite. So, this Ras Katha, then, if Srila Gurudev is speaking about somebody with bad behavior, you should stop that, means that bad behavior things are going on with the girls and the boys. And that Ras Katha is not really, Ras Kirtan is not really Kirtan. It's really, miscript or something debased. Something base. So, does that make me to get help? Okay. Another question? Yes, Sangeeta?
What are your thoughts on initiation?
Of course. Are you initiating? I'm not. I'm not. Sure.
I mean, after the initiation is a serious commitment, serious change of lifestyle. What my concern was, is it something that you should progress at, start chanting, reading the Bhagavad-gita, and it's a progressive journey, where you feel within that now is the time I want to be initiated, or is it something that you just want to do, and then you become motivated to follow the principles because you know you can do it? When is one ever ready?
I'm still not ready for that matter.
Yeah,
or
is it something that I really do feel
should
come from within and
okay.
Where you've progressed a little bit and think right now?
Okay, good. Another good question. All the questions are very good. So from Rita's asking, basically, how do you know when you're ready for initiation? For such initiation, it's really easy. Easier to know. More clear, because the third initiation, one has to have already been chanting 16 rounds for a while, and one has to have already been offering his yoga, his food, for a while, and he can't be taking drugs or smoking. Although that's the first initiation as well. But if he's already gotten first initiation, and then he's got absorbing drugs, he knows he's not ready for second. But the particular thing you're asking for about first initiation, how does one know when he's ready? What does it take to be ready? Does one already have to be chanting and reading and understanding the philosophy and offering your food and you can't have a boyfriend anymore? And is it a big life change or is it a little life change that by taking initiation, automatically the life changes come? Because the word initiate means to begin. So by beginning, by connecting with that guru who's connected with Krishna, automatically things start happening without really trying too hard. So is it one or is it the other or is it the other? So I can share some things that gurus have said about that. Okay, so one thing that Prabhupada said on the initiation ceremony, I think it was 1968, from Nizam Bhavan in America. He said, initiate means to begin. Not that, okay, now I'm initiated, now I'm liberated. And everything depends on sincerity. Yes, go to classes, yes, chant, but the main thing depends on our sincerity, our desire to progress. Then he said, by this initiation, then one day you will be qualified to enter into Krishna's dancing party, or his Rasa Leela party. So, sometimes devotees complain that we initiate so easily, and then the devotees can't keep up. So Gurudev said, try to understand my mood. Even if somebody chants one mantra, or one Hare Krishna, or one Hare, after being initiated with faith in me, that stays with them, because now he's connected with me, and that stays. And even if none of the other devotees in his city are kind enough to cultivate him and keep him on the right track. Like when I was in different countries, like Philippines and Guyana, we insisted on it, and China also, we insisted on a buddy system. That the one who's getting initiated has to have a buddy, and that buddy has to agree to be his buddy, to at least help him. Because everybody has the natural responsibility to help their younger brothers and sisters, or just like an older sister and brother as soon as there's a newborn baby in the family, everybody loves to take care and babysit and carry the baby around, feed the baby. So everybody has a natural responsibility, but especially the buddy.
Diese Begleiter,
eine spezielle... Das ist auch in the connection. Oh yeah, so even if nobody takes care of that new initiated disciple, and the guru plants the seed, and then that seed starts drying up because of lack of association, then Guru said, I'll send rains. I'll send this preacher or that preacher, and that time there'll be another little festival, and then that seed will spread a little bit, and then even if it dries up a little bit, then I'll send more rain, so gradually it'll come to be a flower that I will make blossom to be able to offer to Radha Krishna in the local Vrindavan. But best, obviously, to keep in touch with the devotees in your area. And when first gets initiation, it doesn't matter how many rounds you can do. That's why he also initiates children just as an encouragement so that they get the same inspiration or impression that all belong to Gurudev and that helps him in his life. Give a genuine impression in the heart. So it doesn't matter how many rounds you're doing when you get first initiation. And then at the very contrarian name from the other senior devotees in your area have to offer the food so that I don't eat boba anymore, but I eat Krishna Prasadam. I'm eating Krishna Prasadam, not eating, but serving Krishna Prasadam, honoring Krishna Prasadam, automatically takes away my notice and gives me strength to defeat the Maya that's around me. And then, even if I haven't read at all any of Gurudev's books, but I have the qualifications for initiation, that I'm going to start chanting, and then oh, there is the qualification of being strict vegetarian, no meat, fish, eggs, coffee, tea, or cigarettes, and no onions and garlic. That's a definite must. But even if I haven't started reading the book yet, if I have the faith that this is my Gurudev, and he is empowered by Krishna to bring me back to Godhead, I have that faith. I don't have full faith, because full faith comes later. But if I have a little bit of faith in him, which people who come to the festival don't intend to have, but then they automatically get it, I remember somebody was meeting him for the first time in Brazil, and so there was a whole line of devotees. He was sitting in his rocking chair, and there was a whole line of devotees coming just to offer obeisances and meet him. So then one devotee came, and he offered his obeisances, and he said to Gurudev, that I just want to stay, and all of a sudden he started uncontrollably weeping. The people don't express these things to him, but they happen. And does that help? If you're talking about yourself that you've missed the opportunity, you haven't missed the opportunity because Gurudev is still here. And it's here until I think tomorrow or the day after. So if you're running initiation, all you have to do is call Bajanath and he'll arrange it. You could have your own initiation, or if a couple of other devotees have also felt that they missed out, then you just go there, you give your time, don't have taken any prasadam that day. Usually it's really in the morning, so it's easy. One time it was in the evening, in Poland, just the night briefing. So then Bajanath said that just take fruits and juice that day. He was happy fast all day. And this one came fast all day. And then, so don't have eaten anything, take a bath, clean clothes, and kind of fruit, some flour, and some dakshi, which all three represents a mouth in my heart.
But beyond that, if it's not
Gurudev
and it's somebody else, like say later on, it's not as effective, or?
Well, it depends on the quality of the guru. If the gravity of the guru is the same as Guru's gravity, then it's not effective. If you're taking initiation by a conditioned soul, it has no effect. It's like a dress rehearsal for when the real-time comes. But when it's the Kudis, because if that guru is sincere there, he'll encourage the devotee to chant and read bona fide scriptures. And if it's a conditioned soul, he won't be able to see the guru as the link before offering the devotee to Krishna. Then, meditate that guru is there, and he's really making the offering, so I welcome him into the presence of the altar. And so if he's a conditioned soul, he can't help us in that way. And Krishna won't accept. But we can try, even if we don't have the connection with any guru, like if you're just meeting somebody in the street, we can start them off by saying, if somebody just comes to the temple once, you can say, you can offer your food to Krishna too, and then you go into Sharan. Just have a separate plate and put it in Krishna's altar and chant Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, and then put it in your plate and then it'll be Sharan, just to encourage the person. So, it's not that nothing is happening. It's not the same thing as when a devotee does it properly and with the proper consciousness, but that person is getting secluded for future advancement. And when those secluded is coming, then either one meets a genuine guru, or if one has a genuine guru and he's doing all kinds of things, he's getting more and more secluded by service, so that gradually the guru will be pleased to give bhakti. Bhakti comes from guru. Shigur Chayana Padma Kevala Bhakata Sadma. Guru is the first step, Chayana Padma, never lasting, the first step to connection with anybody else up there. And also, Kevala Bhakata Sadma, he's the only abode of Sadam Bhakti, Bhav Bhakti, and Prana Bhakti. So there's a condition still we can't be. Is that it?
Quick question on Harikatha. You said if one doesn't understand it, because I know a lot of people amongst you didn't understand it, or they
fell asleep,
is it still affecting them in some way?
So the question is, and Rupa is asking, if someone doesn't understand some of the Harikatha or any of the Harikatha, in the presence of a pure devotee, and they're falling asleep, but it still has an effect on them. Well, this reason we really want to make sure Sri Guru, which he gave in Australia many years ago, where he said that you've all come from so far, from so many different countries, and you've spent so much money to get here, and been great, as a great inconvenience to get here. Why have you done that? You could have been reading, you could have chanted on your own, you could have heard a tape. Why did you come here? Because there's so much benefit. Even if that pure devotee, if he doesn't say a word, what to speak of if you don't understand his Harikatha. If he doesn't say a word, just by being in the same room with him, like if you're in a room with musk, for example. Musk has a certain aroma. And if the musk isn't going to talk, but that aroma or incense goes to everyone in the room. So his prayer items go to everyone. And even if he's not speaking about Krishna, even if he's just speaking how you have your family, and even if he doesn't come to Harikatha, but he's just, hello, how are you meeting, to make a connection, sambandha, relationship, even that, the prayer items are coming through, so be there. He said, even if you don't want to be there, be there. Even if you have no taste, be there. Even if you're lusty, angry, be there. And he takes all the bad things away. He said, but on the other hand, another time, 1997 in France, he said, if you come and I ask you, so how are you? Fine, no problems? No problems. You don't tell me that you're having a little church for 5 girls. It's a bad problem that you didn't tell me about. You're trying to hide it from me, in other words. That problem would have come in like a needle and go out like an atom bomb and destroy your battery. But if you come to me and tell me, oh, I'm so lusty, I'm so angry, please help me, then I can take it away. So any other questions? Yes. What's your name again? What's your name?
Devahuti.
Hast du ganz Lot reit, hä? Lot. Nimm mir hier, nimm mir in der Welt und nimm mir in Krishna Consciousness. Hä? Ja, hier lass ich was sehen. Lass das sehen. Okay. You can speak louder, could you? So we misspoke of initiated by a guru who thought that he could initiate, and now he left, and now we have no guru. Right now. So when I make my prayers and make my offerings, should I go to Prabhupada? No, well, what should I do? Is that what you're asking? What's the whole question? I'm sorry? Okay, so let me ask you a question first. How do you make your offering? What do you say? What do you pray? What mantras do you say? Yes, I'm asking, what mantras do you say? Say it in German, somebody will chant it.
I cannot hear now. Can't
hear.
You can quick wait, so...
Okay. Can I request one thing? That the class situation is a class where we're calling for gurus and other chariots present. And even though we're on the grass, it's like being in a temple. So can I humbly request you to take off your shoes?
Für Mantras zu opfern oder wie du das darbringst.
Ich weiß jetzt zufällig mehr auswendig.
Ja, sie hat like this Namo Mahava.
That's why I'm asking. Yeah. I know that was her mantra.
Yeah.
And I have to say in the Namo Vishnu Padaya, you say in the Namo Mahava in your eyes.
Yeah, this was Lord.
And then the Namo Brahmana in their eyes. Above the offering mantras. Okay, so Srila Gurudeva explained, as Krishna Chandra this story to explain, that Prabhupada gave us those mantras in 1966, and we didn't know anything. And we ran probably, even if we initiated, we ran properly, we just didn't know anything. We're like, brand new behavioral hippies. Yeah, it's just drug down hippies. So he gave us those mantras just to start out. Then, when he established genuine, traditional temple worship, we gave the mantras that are in our deity worship book, our Archana Deepika book. And the Pujaris, learning the writers, got those mantras. They taught me the Dhyan Shankar, Krishna, Dhyan Shankar, he gave those earthly mantras to them. But somehow or other, I don't know why, those mantras never seeped out or never was heard about by the general mass of devotees, including myself. So imagine when you two and I met brothers, that is, I met Prabhupada in 1996. Until 1966 I met Prabhupada. So 26 years later when I met brothers in 1992, I was still chanting the name Vishnu Padaya. So Gurudev explains that every activity has a corresponding mantra. The corresponding activity that goes with the mantras that you said are offering obeisances. The name Vishnu Padaya. Or if I'm offering obeisances to Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, I say the name Mahabharaya. They're not mantras for offering bhoga or prasadam. Like when I wrote a poster, I don't chant the name Vishnu Padaya. I chant Amgavinda Balabhinda, Ivan Bhakti Chaitanya Khan, and then snap around me. I told you that I'm writing here. So the corresponding mantras bring the activity, the corresponding activity, to its fruition, a fulfillment, that it will be successful. And I'm asking all people, Radha and Krishna, I don't send Samsara Gavana Lita Loka, which is glorification of Guru. I sing Jaya Jaya Radha Krishna Jiva Amalan, Aiti Karayana, Aiti Gan, which is the Aiti to Radha and Krishna. So, those are not offering mantras to start with. Secondly, it is the Diksha Guru who gives the permission to make the offering with the proper mantras to Radha and Krishna. And not only the permission, but also he's the one who actually makes the offering. Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur, or Srila Prabhupada quoted and Srila Gurudev quoted, Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur, that Krishna will not accept the offering from anyone who is not chanting 64 good rhymes. Not the odd rhymes. So that is good. At least Nama Das. At least one should be an Ashakti or Bhava Bhakti. So, how is Krishna going to accept my offering if he's up there in Goloka Vrindavan and I'm down here on earth? The medium is Guru, so I meditate that really Guru is making the offering, and I'm just going through the motions of the sound vibration, saying the prayer. So, the Diksha Guru is required. If I want to follow Prabhupada and make him my Diksha Guru, fantastic, best. But then I have to follow that if he's my Diksha Guru, I have to follow his Diksha. And his Shiksha is Krishna's Shiksha, the same as everywhere stated by Krishna in Bhagavad Gita, and all over Srimad Bhagavatam and Chaitanya Charitamrita, Padvadi Panita Pana Pari Krishna and Asavaya. One must accept the self-realized spiritual master, meaning after taking initiation, as we see in Prabhupada's Nectar of Devotion and Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu, which is a summary of that, that there are the first five limbs of the 64 limbs of bhakti is that one should accept a guru and take initiation and diksha and shiksha from him. Diksha, shiksha, adi. You should take diksha and follow his instructions and follow the instructions of the previous acharyas. So that you have been doing that, the Prabhupada at this time, is very good, because Prabhupada must have been pleased with you that he sent you here, so you can make Prabhupada successful to the Guru. When he sent you?
She says, but now I don't have a guru. Through whom now should I?
Do you know him?
Message and guru?
Do you have faith in gurus? That he's benefited and doesn't have anything in your heart that goes with him? You like him? He's there, he's about 20 feet away. If you're interested. You already know all the rules and regulations because he's had the, what do they call that? The play practice. He's had the practice. He's been chanting 16 rounds, he's been following the regular principles by and large. So if you're interested, that availability is there. So tomorrow.
The horse is
taken out of the land. I'm not taken out, here. But then the opportunity is there again. In Europe, in Russia, then in India. Did that answer your question? Okay.
My question is about maybe.
You speak louder?
Maybe there's some repeatable question, but it's my personal problem now. About balancing between material life.
Very good question.
You know, after my because I'm married and I have a child, I'm very so many responsibilities at home from my parents and my husband and anything. But after my initiation, it is near 2 years from my heart. Every day it was very wonderful. And I feel that.
Is everybody here?
But I feel that
my question is about balancing between material life and spiritual life. It is true that I have initiated by Guru and every day is wonderful and I am very satisfied. But the thing that I feel is that from the first day, since the first day, my life is going in the way that I feel that I'm detaching from my material life. It is a very natural way, you know, some happiness and something. For example, my father, that I was very attached to him. A very strange sickness happened for him and for mother also, because I was very attached to both of them. And many other things, the things that first to be happening, you know? And it is very amazing because all the things after the initiation started to happen.
That's an amazing story.
Yeah. Yeah, and every day
from Tehran. It's very difficult surrounding.
Yeah. And then I know also, I feel that every day something happened to me that must have been very painful, but I feel the connection between Buddha and these things that are happening. But anyhow, I have to maintain my material life and my household life. It is very difficult sometimes to manage it. It is very easy to say, yes, I have to give up and I have to say that everything, but you know, in this point, I'm sometimes very dizziness because I don't know what should I do with this.
Another good question, and that's a question that many of us have. How to balance material and spiritual life. So we hear that she's saying that, what's your name again?
Ananga
Manjari. We have to give up everything, don't think about anything else except for Krishna. But it's hard, easier said than done. It's hard to gradually come up and learn how to balance. So, even when doctoring the baby, Guru says often in his classes around the world that when the gopis are taking care of babies and they're cleaning their houses with scabbing, and they're thrashing wheat, the singles and the dinner, and the waiting. So we can do kirtan at any time, no matter what our hands are doing, no matter what our body is doing. And we can also, let's say, back in the baby. We can be playing a CD or a DVD, or have something on, where they're playing a movie of computer battery TV. So we, as I mentioned, Kali Yuga, this guy, we learned some really good things about it. And I'm cooking, and there's this one devotee, I think he was in Florida, and he's in both places. And they were cooking, and there was a big cooking grinder, so she had Google's video. Doesn't have to be by Pure Bhakti TV, because we already have so many CDs of Google's Hare Katha. Movies. She had the computer on the table, and every once in a while she was looking over the Gurudev, but the whole time she was hearing. Because how much do you have to concentrate when a ton of salt to put a ton of sugar? It doesn't take that much concentration. So within all of the activities, there's lots of opportunities. If I'm driving in the car, Gurudev said, go Vrindavana. Or play a CD. You can also play like Chupa Chidani Maharaj has his audio books. And my god sister Swati, they have audio books of Guru's books. You can just relax and hear. So that is some ways. Also on the job, Bani Mati, you know Bani Mati, who's here from Holland? She's not here right now. She was in that meeting that was just right there. She works, she's a big, some kind of consulting company or something, marketing. And she has the cards that her husband printed of one side, Radha Krishna, and the other side, Hare Krishna. So she gave that to her fellow workers, and they put them on the walls, one side or the other, and they all say Hare Bol to her, or Krishna Krishna. And that's not always so easy, but we can have a picture on our desk as a, who was that yesterday in the class? That young lady, Dhamma Del Pua. We can have a picture on our desk, and where there's a will, there's a way to mix in. What if I have to do 16 rounds? And what if I died? Would everything go on, or would it come to an end? Would it still go on when you die? So if it takes me 9.5 or 9.75 to do my 16 rounds, because you've already gotten diksha, then let me just disappear. I'm going over to my japa, let me come to a park. You are all returning to have this class, separate from, so that nobody would interrupt, and we were, so that you found a place where you're part of it, where there's a will, there's a way. Somehow, despite all the difficulties of your different lives, you got here. For some people, it's super easy to get here. They have the money, they have the time, but they don't have the will, so they're not here. Does that help? Or you have some more specific?
But I mean that when the life is in such a way that you feel directly that he wants you to change, you know? Because this is my feeling about this.
How does that work?
I try to keep in that. For example, I am an engineer, okay? And I've worked maybe for 11 years, very hard, but I cannot do it.
You don't have the will to continue because Gurudev has taken away material desires and you don't want to be an engineer anymore.
I can have good money, I can travel so easily with that money and I can manage it, but really I
can't. You can't stand being there anymore and being there and having those words, those engineer words come out of your mouth. It probably tastes like dirty bubblegum, doesn't it?
It commission job, a part-time job, a project job, just for my traveling, but at, even for that also, I am unhappy. I cannot do it. This is my problem.
But the problem is many of the other societies have. Terrible problem. I can't go into the office one more day.
When I reach
to
that street, it's a big stress, and I don't want to go there. I don't. I cannot go. If I want, also I cannot go. And I cannot balance it, you know, because anyhow I need money.
You need money.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. I tell you something, that you need money, but you can't stand doing anything that's non-Krishna. So, Srila Prabhupada told that is Krishna consciousness legal or illegal there?
Yeah.
It's legal?
No,
not legal.
Illegal.
It is very difficult. We have many problems there. But anyhow, for all of those problems, they are externally. And
these but really the rest is that Prabhupada said that the best business for householders is to distribute books. That's how I was, but it's not legal.
Is
there any possibility to leave Tehran?
Maybe not now. After some years.
After some years, yeah.
Because of my parents. I have to take care of them. They are
both, they are
sick.
Is it possible to take them with you?
Because I have a daughter, for her I like to leave maybe after 3-4 years.
Okay, so whenever you can, if you go to a legal country, you can distribute books, distribute the posters. A lot of devotees make a lot of money that way. Okay. You know that you have to do that, but you feel you have some bad karma that's creating an obstacle to being able to do the bhakti activities.
I thought to do that this time also, that
I
feel, really I feel that this is some karma, because the bear is directly because of karma. These days, maybe some months, and I'm feeling that completely it can bind you and you cannot do anything because of the external things.
So you're feeling bound, and you know that it's by your past. Some sins that you committed or offenses that you committed that are now creating the obstacles. Then one thing you can do, because you know what you have to do to make money for your family that's Krishna conscious and plus blissful, because you're preaching all day. First, you can even have your own temple. And right from 1967, 68, household couples with children were starting temples. And preaching and everything is being maintained very beautifully.
In Iran.
No, it can't be there.
Oh, okay.
I know that. Unless you do it very undercover. Under the ground. So, but you want to be able to do that as soon as possible. So then, all the songs that we sing are for the purpose of attaining, that I've explained, attaining Manjari Bhav, and being free from all the obstacles to attaining that. So one way then is to become more deeply absorbed in the bhajans and weep for what you want into the bhajans. Well, I really pray to let's say, for example, Bhaktivinoda Thakur as you're singing his song. This is not my prayer. This is your prayer because I don't really feel it. So please make your prayer and my prayer. So, you know, Guru Nikapama Vajra Chitaita Kariya. Guru Nikapama Vajra Chitaita Kariya. And make your words and my heart one. Your heart and my activities one, not the whole thing one. So Gurudev said that before singing or even while singing any of the bhajans of the acharyas, best to pray to them in this way that I just said. And then you make please make this my prayer, so that I'm really feeling it. And then they can, Krishna and Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, to do Vaishnavas and Gurudev, they can do anything. They can make yes, no, and no, yes. They may, Chaitanya Charitamrita, purport, Adilila chapter, I think, 7, Prabhupada writes that, by remembering the Panchatattva, whatever is impossible becomes possible. And by forgetting them, whatever is possible becomes impossible. And the author wrote in the Krishna book that Krishna can make the impossible possible and the possible impossible, and he can make yes, no, yes into no, no into yes. So then to go more deeply into the prayers and the chanting. And regarding the relationship between the prayers and the chanting, we were once singing in the bhajan, where Gurudev was writing his main work in Kent, England about 10 years ago. And when Gurudev came back and sat on the couch, and he said, if you just came here with Krishna, you'd be filled with material desires. But if you read or sing the songs and the prayers, and then remember them while you're chanting, then the need of prayer of the songs and prayers and mantras will come into the chanting of japa and kirtan, and then what you're desiring will be fulfilled. What your desires will be fulfilled. Okay?
I have heard many times that when you are doing material things,
I've heard many times that when you are doing material things and things, you should externally, you should imitate, for example, that I am not attached to my husband, but internally, you are not attached. You know? Is it some process and we should do like this, for example, for everything. Illustrating that I'm not attached to my material life, but internally, no. Because otherwise they will not let you to continue. They will obstacle your way. Is it the process of God of also like to be like this? Or not? So good.
In order for one of the spouses, the husband or wife, if you want to make advancement in bhakti, in order that the other husband or wife doesn't create disturbances to pretend that I'm still attached to you. What does my husband and wife here? But either or would be better. If the husband and wife is both here, then the husband and wife would have to put on a really good show. Because the natural psychology is that if somebody thinks that his spouse is coming to Krishna and he is not in the same mood, then he'll be envious of Krishna and he'll try to keep his wife away, or she'll try to keep him away. So for the person here, so he thinks everything is alright, actually Chaitanya Mahaprabhu himself gave that analogy. But just as a wife who has another lover and doesn't want her husband to know, so that he doesn't do anything to stop it, she acts like everything is still alright, but she's always thinking, when will I see my lover tonight? And figuring out how to move out. He's similar with devotees, but he's always fully absorbed in Krishna and attaining Krishna. He goes on as usual with his material activities, so that nobody will be disturbed and try to stop him. So, yes, that's true. Unless you have a husband who's so supportive, that he'll still go. And actually, when Srila Gurudev was telling the story of that there is any husband here, or wife here, who is trying to be an obstacle, this story is for them. When Srila Gurudev was telling the history of Varmadev, the spiritual master, so-called spiritual master, Sukracharya, which means seminal acharya, attached to families. He was trying to obstruct the ceremony where Bali Maharaj, his disciple, was making the vow to Varmadev that I'm going to give you 3 steps of land. So in order to obstruct, he made himself, because he had mystic powers, he made himself very tiny and entered into the water pot. In the water pot with a spout, because when you make your vow, you're supposed to pour some drops of water. And I don't know what. Does anybody know? For the same purpose as that, but what do you pour the water on to?
On the floor.
On the earth. To complete the vow, and the vow is not completed without that. So he situated himself right at the, like, say this is the star, and this is where the star comes, and then here's the jug. So he situated himself right there to block the water coming out of the spout. So, Varmadev was acting like that he was trying to figure out, like, what's happening with the water trying to come out. But he knew, of course.
Bali.
So he took a...
Not Varmadev, Bali.
Was it Bali who did it, or Varmadev? Stuck the straw.
Who was it? One of them. Took a little straw
and went like that
into the spout, and it poked out his eye. And then the water came out. So, yes, he's lost his mystic powers. So, Gurudev said that similarly, that's a spouse, the husband or wife, is trying to create an obstacle for his husband or wife to come to Bhakti, who will become blind in one eye. So yes, if necessary, they can do that. And if the husband or wife is supportive, then they can just reveal their mind. Huh? Or become blind in one eye. Is that it?
Yeah.
I once had a yoga teacher who was giving us the yoga lessons to not be one out. But his 3-year-old girl was there. And children are the same as husbands and wives. They, if they don't get the attention, they become more grabbing. It's a human psychology. It's communication tool. I mean, it's the new thing of the world these days. When material companies and we're trying to enter into our own sangha, that human psychology is that to have a successful conversation with somebody, and if the person feels validated, understood, heard, appreciated, then the outcome of the conversation will be much more successful than if you're looking at your watch while they're talking, or you try to judge them when they speak. So it's human psychology everywhere. So he had a 3-year-old kid with him, and he didn't want her to get upset and start pulling his neck and getting him out of the class and screaming and stuff. So he was looking at her and making faces as he was telling us the yoga thing. So she was happy. She let him keep giving the class. Yes. I guess this is the last because it's 5 to 12.
Shemarani, one can feel a mood little also in the Sangha. It might be that Gurudev soon leaves, even this world. You cannot, maybe it's the last festival.
We already stood in Bajra, that this is my last time I'm coming to Bajra, last time I'm coming to Europe.
Let's
and only if in Houston they get the temple built, which is going to be hard for them because the temple is now this high, and they're making a Govardhan replica temple, and get their deities ready to be installed, I will go to Houston for the installation. Otherwise, I don't plan, because Francis has told me not to travel this far anymore. You can see they have to help him get up to the stage. So I'm not coming to the West anymore, and I'm just going to be traveling in India. If it's too hot in Vrindavan, I'll go here. If it's too cold there, I'll go to Europe, tomorrow. Yes?
So, how do you personally prepare, or how do you deal? You were, since 1966, you were like with Prabhupada, and now you were like nearly 20 years with Gurudev.
16, I think. 17? 18? Since 92, 18, yeah, yeah. I never knew it. I've tried since I was a long time.
So maybe, can you speak about something? What are you doing, and maybe what...
I'm not doing anybody better off. So what am I doing? Okay. So I asked Gurudev, if you go, how do I know who to take shelter of? So he said, don't worry, I'll arrange for attached bathrooms and go look at Vrindavan for you all. Which can be taken in many different ways. It can be taken very early in making arrangements that will know who the next person is. Or you can also say that to me, if you're still attached to attached bathrooms, you'll never get to go look at Vrindavan. So be sincere in everything you can. So, after in Badger, a couple of years ago, he said, people are coming to me and saying, Marias, what are you going to do when you leave? So he said the same thing that Srila Prabhupada wrote in his fourth canto of Srimad Bhagavatam, which is that the Krishna consciousness movement began at the beginning of time, and it's going to go on to the end of time in this world. It will never stop. It will always be pure devotees. Just as the manor is faithful, just as with the death of one manor, there's another manor that comes to reign. This is the Bhagavatam says, similar to the Krishna consciousness movement goes on in this way. So intellectually speaking, I know that when Srila Prabhupada, when Srila Gurudev leaves, there's going to be an area somewhere in the world for us to pray that we can find and look for and things like that and pray that we don't achieve it. Srila Prabhupada writes in the same place in the fourth canto of Srimad Bhagavatam that when the Bhagavad Acharya comes to this world, he comes with the mission of the Lord. Man, man, bhava, man, bhakti, Krishna's mission. Always think of me, become my devotee, offer your homage unto me, worship me. That's your come to me, I promise you this because I'm a very dear friend. And when he leaves, that mission is established. And when he leaves, so many false bogies, yogis, rogis, swamis come and create so much disturbance. But then the bona fide disciple, he takes up and continues the mission. So that's what happens at the end of the appearance of every acharya. I gave a class in Badger, which I hope you can get. Somebody would have it on CD as one of the classes. I generally don't promote my classes. I generally go around the world promoting Gurudev's classes, but there are certain ones that I'm promoting for the reasons that I explained earlier. And this one I gave right after Srila Gurudev left Badger and said that if he had made his over class, and then when he came back towards the end, the ladies were waiting, and they're always waiting there traditionally in Badger, waiting at his room singing, going, we don't know, we don't know, we don't know, and then to talk to them there.
So then Guru Dev stopped just before his doorway, and he said, "So, when I will see you again, I cannot say." And then the man said, "But LA." The man in 2 days he was going to be in LA. He said, "LA," and then after that. So, then the next morning, I go to the class, which was going to be the, okay, what do you do now class, which applies also to him after he leaves Bajra, and the same thing that Krishna Chandra progressed after he leaves the world. So, on the other hand, because we only have 1 minute left for this class, I invite that any of you who would like, you can get that same file, I hope, from the sample. I hope she takes it. And in there, I explain that I'm having the same problem, the same of the devotees, that I'm having the same problem that, I mean, it's a very reception of it. And Uddhava came to Vrindavan, and Nanda Maharaj was weeping uncontrollably, and he started to ask Uddhava how is Krishna, but as soon as he remembered, he immediately started worrying. So, not being a Brajbasi and understanding the ecstatic separation feelings of Nanda Maharaj, I was not arguing with the logic of the class, because it was actually, Seven Maharaj's time, the 7:30 class. I wanted to give that class instead of mine at 10:30, because I wanted to have the most devotees there, because just as I did in the soul at the end of my class here, and I wanted to finish all the books and posters and calendars and badges. And there was still some left in Guru Dev's gave the same order that he gave here. I want my book table to be cleared. So I want a lot of people in my class, and I knew that 7:30 class was it. So I asked the manager, "Can I please trade classes with you? Because I also had to leave early." So he said, "Yes, under one condition. If you give a class about how Guru Dev is not really leaving us," and he said, "Yes, here." So when I gave the class, I'm supposed to give this class, but I'm saying with Uddhav. Because he didn't know whether to tell Nanda Maharaj, "Stop crying, Krishna's gone, and therefore he's not preserving, so he's still here." Or keep crying, because the perfection of life, it says in the Shastras, is that we need in preparation for this compost in the Lord of Godhead. And he is bewildered. I can't say the same way. I don't know whether to tell you to weep or not to weep. So, both. To always think, always feel the separation and weep, so Guru said this too about himself, so he continuously feels tremendous intense separation and weep, and at the same time, always feel that he's always with me. Just as I mentioned earlier, meditate that is in my head and ask him any questions. In his Vilakus memory class, I think this was paper to number 7, he said that if you cannot weep for Gurudev, you can never weep for Radharani and Bhajan. So that also comes to your question of how to come to that Bhajan of last Bhajan, rather than Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, "Hey, how are you doing?" Ram Ram, "Hey, hey." That guy insulted me. How am I going to pay him back? I'm Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna, Krishna. And what am I going to do about that guy? Ram Ram, Hare Hare. So now I can become last Bhajan. Please do those as strong as this. I'm grateful and I'm doing Hare Hare Bhajan. Now my chariot has turned into a pumpkin and my horses have turned into a mess. So, this ends the past and thank you for the true rest of the living of the other celebrities and Empire.
So now you have a few minutes chair time, is that what happened? Or let's see.
I have to go. Buses, that's right, the 12 o'clock buses. frustrated by this. Thank you very much, everybody, for your kind association.
Okay, good. I don't know how to turn this off. I'll leave it on. It's good. It's so good. It's only $100.
Where you buy?
Well, we bought it in America in a store called Best Buy. They have it's a chain store. They're all over America, but I don't know if they're in Europe. But it's called Best Buy. $100 and $20 tax, that's it. And it's so powerful. Now I think my batteries are running out, but in the mix of good batteries, great. Thank you. Thank you for giving me the opportunity. And thank you for taking care of all these devotees and bringing them to Gurudev. And it's a really great service that you're doing.
Gurudev told me, you go on. He told me.
Go on, yes. Go on. That's all he has to say to you, because you know what to do. Thank you.
Maybe one day you can
just work it out with Ashanti. She says, here's your ticket to sit down here. Yes. Now walk up the stairs of the plane. Go in her control.
Because we have now Anupama's plane.
Yeah,
Anupama
in Zurich. Okay, you're right. Anupam's there.
Also,
there it is.
I put inside.
You bring it to Sardinia, did?
Yeah.
Otherwise,
bring it to Sardinia.
Okay.
Definitely. Thank you. Okay, yeah, see you soon. Hare Krishna. Thank you for everything you're doing for Gurudev and Prabhupada and the whole group from Pura. Okay. Yes, thank you. It was like merged in with the color.
Yes, question is not for this devotee, they don't come in Sardinia. It's possible one question.
What's your name?
My name is Dakshinananda.
Dakshinananda?
Yeah. It's a case.
Are you Gurudev's disciple?
No.
Okay.
I was in Ashtanisa before Hare Krishna, you know?
Okay.
And after that, I took the initiation from Masala Prabhu.
Italian devotee.
Yeah, I know him very well, too.
Okay.
Not very well, but I know him.
Okay.
I didn't know he was a guru, though. From Masala Avatar.
Yes.
Maybe I'm thinking of
from
a
Grihastha guru.
No, he's a Grihastha. Oh, I know him.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And what is it? In the last 2 years, no, I see that something...
Yeah. He says that don't feel more
faith
with his guru. So
get disappointed. What,
yes. Now what happened?
I can maybe.
Is he in the class? He was in the class?
Yes.
Yeah.
Diventa italiano.
Come nessuno pensa, no? Che suo maestro sul livello di canista, no? Ora magari forse è presuntuoso dire così,
he
però
that maybe is maybe because is non is don't have knowledge, but he thinks maybe my Gurudev is
canista. Non voglio che sia presuntuosa questa cosa da parte mia, però
he said that maybe I am proud because I think that my Gurudev is canista or no?
Something. It's so
difficult.
No, but even in Italian,
I've heard it a million times, so don't worry about it.
Okay. Yeah. But there's some symptoms, you know, when the mouth is too attached, the tumor is there, it's attached to the disciple.
Because he says that his guru is too much.
Well, that answer, I mean, forget about all other symptoms.
Yes.
that one symptom alone, according to Jiva Goswami, and it's in many of Gurudev's books, you know Gurudev, Tatma, and Pinnacle of Devotion, it's in all there, that if you later on, if you get it without having much knowledge, you understand my English?
Yes.
You take what's called initiation from a certain guru, and then you realize that he's not so qualified, and you meet a one that is qualified, and then you go to that less qualified one, and ask permission to see that more qualified one. If he says yes, you mean there's someone like that? Not only can you go, but I'm going right after you.
I'm going here too.
Then you can continue to honor him, but take shelter of the higher guru.
If he says no, then he's not even a Vaishnava, what to speak of the Kanishka Adhikara. And he should immediately be rejected and immediately take proper initiation from the bona fide guru.
Because fortunately that happened. That was good that that happened. Because other the symptoms to attach, well, that's your interpretation. But this one there's no interpretation. This makes it easy.
If the guru knows this, come and this, cancel.
Cancel. Without delay.
Keep.
For the moment, for example, I don't feel,
No, I met him for one time in 1991. There was nothing. I just heard one class from him. And then the next year I came back in 92 and then I totally got emotional.
Non c'era un'emozione. Intellectually,
you don't need the emotion. It's like you don't have emotions to champion, is it? But we chant, and then the emotions come if we intellectually understand. You have enough intellectual background of reading Prabhupada's books and experiencing the pain, and you're learning the symptoms, and you're seeing the symptoms. I mean, a disciple can't really see the symptoms of the pure devotee. You can only see the outward, because I can go Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna. Enough if I intellectually understand it. And like that lady who was saying after my initiation,
ooh, all these things happened.
Without her endeavor.
After initiation.
Because that's the kind of guru he is.
Just calling to
comes in your heart and he starts doing things.
Spiritual energy, like the current, you can
connect
to Krishna.
Thank you. Thank you so much. Thanks for your good question. Just see Vasanti. She'll take care of everything.
Okay.
Stay in the life of a devotee, Mahaprasadam. Oh, there's one, another one. I don't know if you got it. How to be free from anger and resentment. Everything I've heard from Gurudev and Prabhupada about that, just on that one.
No, lei no.
Okay.
C'è Narayana Maharaj, se tu vuoi.
Yeah. Is that satisfactory?
Sei soddisfatto?
More about it. Yeah.
Cioè, immagino o posso già capire che potrebbe essere una difficoltà, perché soltanto prendendo i cicli avrei tutti gli obblighi nei confronti di quindi come dice, e questa è una cosa che non
because he like Sachinamana.
Also
Sachinamana. He said before that I looking at it, I think about now
something
solution. And now this is no.
Maybe I can help you.
We're
only on the intellectual brain, right? And Satchinanda, from ISKCON, he supports the whole bogus guru system. The whole bogus ISKCON guru system of bogus appointment. Prabhupada never made appointing anybody to be we have all the evidence of that. Also, Prabhupada never appointed the GBC to be the governing, ultimate governing body authority of the whole of ISKCON. He only made a legal document, and there was talk. Did you see the thing I wrote?
Yes.
Recently, I wrote something on the internet.
Ah, lui, lei ha
scritto qualcosa su internet. I give you the information for him, no? For to go in the internet.
No, others. Yeah. If you go on backtobhakti.com, can you read English?
Yes, a little bit, but okay.
And it does help you. Okay. So, in 1977, the GBC wrote a big paper that Prabhupada has made the GBC the ultimate managerial authority of ISKCON. And since then, everybody has to listen to whatever they say. The temple presidents have to listen. I have to ask my GBC. The GBC told me that to Narayana Maharaj and everything GBC. Like they're the successor. So, I just wrote something on the internet that mostly it wasn't my writing, mostly it was the transcription of